In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers. Still, never stop us. Take my hand and you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like we planned. We're so wrong.
You're standing in the middle of the pavilion of the planned neighborhood of Governor's Island. As you clear several like community center houses, different kind of buildings, ice cream shop, all that stuff, you can see the area you were directed towards that you believe is the home of Dr. Killdeath. It's kind of hard to miss now that you are clear of all the other buildings because it is a clearly man-made volcano, like something you might see in Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Cool. Do they have a volcano at Animal Kingdom?
They have a lot of stuff. But
no,
you know what I mean?
Man.
Like when you see like the floating rocks in like the Avatar world. And you're like,
oh,
okay.
There's at least a volcano in the Rainforest Cafe logo.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can visualize that pretty easily.
Do you mean abnormal made?
No.
Fake volcano? Okay.
No, I don't.
We have so
There's humans in this world, too.
Oh, well, I know.
Right.
I know.
But this looks like abnormal.
Yeah, this looks like
work.
Some
Oh, you can see the hands of maybe a badger man. Jeremy Badger.
Yeah.
Jeremy the Badger Man.
Cool. Can we just stroll right up to the governor's mansion? Just give him a good old knock? I mean, and by governor, I mean Killdeath?
Yeah, definitely. There's an opening. You see, like, a cave, a cavern, you know, made to look like scary fangs and teeth, you know, a growling face that you can enter through.
That's weird.
In the volcano?
The front of the volcano, yeah. It's the entryway into the cavern of the volcano.
Is there any obvious guards?
That's a great question that we should just ask, I think.
Just assume I'm always asking that.
No.
Great.
Really?
Okay.
Can I like knock on the walls of this cave? I want to see if this is just paper mache, if this is just sort of a facade.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. What is it? My hand feel?
You can just touch it. It is definitely artificial, kind of covering. It's not made of rock.
Okay.
Maybe
it's not a naturally occurring dungeon.
This is not a naturally occurring man-made volcano.
Okay. Yeah, no, I guess great.
Nature works in mysterious ways.
Right.
Fellows, why don't I scout out the situation a little bit? As an infiltrator.
Yeah, I just feel like things tend to work better when we're together, man.
There certainly is more destruction when we're together.
Yeah.
The cavern is wide open. You guys can, like, peek into it if you'd like.
Yeah, let's
we're peeking into it. Like, what do we see?
Thank you, Justin. Inside.
Unbelievable.
You see.
Is seeing not assumed? Do you not assume, like,
well, you hadn't approached it. You hadn't told me you approached it.
I opened my eyes. I did say at the end of the last episode, I close my eyes and keep them closed forever. So I opened them.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Good narrative workaround.
Okay. It looks amazing in here.
Wow. This looks sick. This looks like Barbra Streisand's basement.
Inside.
No, what I'm saying is literally this looks exactly like Barbra Streisand's basement. I watched a video of it yesterday.
Wow.
This is actually a real place. It's one of my favorite places that exists that I have yet to get to visit. But it is an underground bunker built in the 60s or 70s in Las Vegas. And it was built to be this house with like a pool and fake palm trees. It's where they filmed Blast from the Past during Brendan Fraser.
Say, huge Blast from the Past energy. Okay. And this is all inside the cave.
Yeah. So inside the cavern, you see a house with a manicured artificial lawn, lots of fake plants. It has like a grotto kind of pool. Everything is maybe a little too vibrantly colored, lit by fluorescent lights. It has a very homey, kitschy vibe to it.
Okay.
You can see a large fountain, a patio set. You know, you see the like a little wishing well, and of course the pool house by the pool.
Where is it?
By the pool.
Thanks.
Hey, before we head in here, what do you all actually know about Killdeath? Aside from all the stuff from, like, the papers. I don't know what kind of guy we're going to be running into in here. If we need to be...
You guys think it's just one guy?
You think that Killdeath is some sort of committee?
Well, some friends of mine have been kicking around the idea that maybe it's like a bunch of guys.
I want to stroll right in. This is prison. It's like... No one gets a special little house inside a prison. That's crazy. We're allowed to go here.
I am going to slip into the pool.
I was gonna
covertly.
That.
Oh, that's great.
You're just gonna go for a swim?
No, I'm gonna covertly slip into the pool.
He's stronger
just
wet.
Just like I said.
Okay.
I'm stronger wet. I'm stronger hiding. I don't know what to expect. I'm a little hot. Honestly, it's like kind of muggy.
Well, we're in a volcano, so
I don't love it, right? So I'm just gonna slip into the water.
Okay, you slip into the water. It's heated. It's nice, but not too hot. It's pleasant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
And
are there laser sharks?
freaking
throw him a bone, Travis.
Yeah, there's laser sharks. They eat. Lyle.
Throw him a freaking bone, man.
Lyle's all chewed up by laser
Super
sharks.
Good. Awesome. Do we see any sign of Killdeath?
You see that the lights are on inside the home.
Great.
You see a front door with a doorbell.
Yeah, let's ring that.
You ring the doorbell, and the door opens into the kitchen. And
that is a weird place for the front door to open up into.
It's all pretend, though.
That's like, a true. Good
this
point.
Is a fake house,
yeah,
so
okay.
There's not, you know, there wouldn't be a front door to anywhere.
And before you is a large man in flannel pajamas with bedhead, fuzzy slippers.
Sorry, it's a man?
Well,
I'm freaking out.
Not quite.
Okay.
Travis.
Okay, Travis.
This picture you've...
This finally messed up too bad for me to love you.
Travis has just shared an image of a man, and it. I don't know if Travis made this image.
Here's how I would describe this man. This man looks like an eight. Okay, imagine Krang. Now imagine if Krang, if Krang is from Teenage Ninja Turtles, which is a big man with a brain in his stomach behind a window. Imagine Krang, except he's wearing knit pajamas, and he's made of clay. Hey, and he looks like Santa with sunglasses, and he's got what I can only describe as JRPG hair.
Well, it's bedhead. It's bedhead, Justin. Clearly.
Okay, Trav.
He kind of, okay. He looks like
Squall. And this is illegally distinct from Krang because it's obvious to anyone looking that it is a pancreas in his tummy.
With a face?
It's a Krang.
With a face.
It's a Krang-creas.
All right,
what
man.
Do you want?
Was that the pancreas or the man talking?
Well, it's the pancreas talking.
Okay.
I'm just looking up at the human face and down at the pancreas rapidly. And
my face is down here.
Okay, but you have to forgive me. I don't want to be rude or uncomfortable, but I don't know which head to talk to.
You've never seen an alien pancreas piloting a met suit before?
I'm so glad I'm hiding.
Of course I haven't. No. Do you know anyone else like that?
No.
So it seems, my reaction seems maybe a little, and it's cool. I'm not saying it's bad.
Maybe you're the alien.
Okay. So we're looking for Killdeath?
Mm-hmm. He's not home. No visitors.
What's your name?
My name's Cleft.
And do you live here?
Yeah, no doy.
No doy?
No doy? Sorry, I stride out of the water. Excuse me.
Wow.
Excuse the heck out of me.
Were you swimming in our pool?
I know this is your home, pal, but nobody gets to talk to my best pals that way.
Okay.
You know what? Listen, we're here for information, and we're not here to be talked to like dirt. So why don't we start fresh? My name is Axolotl.
Nope, it's not. That was a joke he tells sometimes. We have criminal names. I'm okay. Hammerhead.
I said Maxolotl.
Listen, I get it. Every new prisoner wants to come and worship at the feet of Dr. Kildeth. No visitors!
Are you like his bodyguard, or what's your relationship to Dr. Kildeth?
I'm his partner.
Would you say you're the biggest, meanest person, creation, abnormal in this housing community? Like you are.
I don't consider myself to be mean, just very rude.
Yeah, also.
What do you think mean means, man?
Well, I'm not cruel.
Fellas, if you remember, we got instructions to take down the biggest, meanest to establish our.
Well, let's be clear.
Justin?
Yeah, that was Axelisle's instruction, so we don't have a boss per se.
Oh, I know, but it was a good suggestion, so I say we need to take
it. Really good. I remember making it now. Yeah. It was good then. Yeah. It's great now.
Let's take and then you
down.
Almost got.
Let's take
it. You almost
down.
Got. Okay.
Before we do that, let's see if we can get some information from him before. If we start throwing fisticuffs.
If we're talking through this, it might be easier for us to get information. After. You may be more forthcoming, man.
I guess so.
I can hear you.
Hey, okay, well, if you're eavesdropping, then let me
I'm
ask
I'm standing right here.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
And let's save everybody a lot of time. Do you feel like you would be more forthcoming before or after getting beaten up? This is just for a quiz. It's like a sorting quiz.
Self-assessment. A self-assessment.
I guess I've never thought about it before.
Okay, well, take your time, man.
Okay, yeah. Let me think.
And then you hear from deeper in the house.
Left, honey. Who is at the door?
Now, hold on. Is that you, Dr. Kildeth?
Yes.
Okay, no, it's just some more words, you know, fans. Don't worry about it, darling.
We aren't fans. I mean, clearly we're
not,
fans.
Not fans.
We're not fans. I mean, that's not why we're here.
Good stuff lately.
We've got... a special mission. And
who sent you?
So sinister.
Who sent us? No one. We are rebels on our own sort of thing.
Yeah, man, we're rebels on a secret mission we won't tell you about. I don't know why you're so antsy.
We've gone rogue. And
we're rogue?
Rogue.
We're trying to shake things up in a major way. If you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
The status quo is no mo when we're done with it.
Ow.
So can we
talk? You're narcs.
No, we're not narcs.
No, we're criminals.
We're bad butts.
Okay. And you're here to speak with Gregory?
Look, Dr. Kildeth, we have some... We got some information about a particular set of large tortoises that
I man in like a helmet with kind of a bionic, a jeweler's glass eye kind of thing with like a metal mask comes in. He's wearing a bathrobe, but you can see large shoulder pauldrons underneath it.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Clash.
Yes, honey.
It's so rare that we have visitors.
I don't want to be bothered.
Let them in, you old crank.
It's actually pronounced crank.
Fine. Come in, but take your shoes off. Were you born in a barn?
We're not inside the house yet. Why would you say that to us?
Sorry.
We're wearing our shoes outside of the house.
I'm not really a morning person. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Also, it's pretty messed up to say that to a man cow, I think.
I feel so embarrassed.
Yeah. Maybe you'll unpack that later.
Listen, we need your help, Dr. Kildeth. And we know that you've been doing...
Call me Gregory.
Oh, okay, Dr. Gregory Kildeth?
No, just Gregory is fine.
Greg?
I said Gregory.
Is Greg right. too much?
Greg, can we just go with G?
Gregory.
Let's keep it at Dr. Kildeath.
Dr. Kildeath, Gregory, listen.
Wait, we let me little... take off my CPAP.
Oh, thank God.
That's much better.
That's what that is that is? Did you get that did you send that from West Coast Customs?
I got it custom made.
Yeah, I'll say. I didn't even know they could tweak out those bad boys. Has it got NOS?
Oh, yes, it has NOS.
That's bad. I don't think you want NOS in your breathing apparatus.
Sometimes I like to party.
All right, listen.
We need your help, Doc. When you decided to turn over a new leaf, to what extent did that involve turning rat on your co-conspirators?
Well, I wasn't prepared for an interview, but I would say my new leaf turned, and now I'm focused mostly on, you know, kind of corporate or like government as the bad guys, that kind of thing.
And we love that. We love that.
Yeah. Do you have, I'm curious, how does this HQ setup compare to your previous digs over at River City First HQ?
Well, it used to be Dr. Kildeath Incorporated, of course.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
And now you're an LLC?
Oh, I'm retired now. Boys. Oh, have you eaten? Would you like some breakfast? We made cinnamon rolls.
I appreciate that. Every time we get roped into eating at someone's house, it ends up like an 8-hour long affair. And yeah. We do not actually have that kind of time.
Did you say that you were sent by the Greenback Guardians? He whispers. Well,
listen, the less we sort of say about anything, the better. I'm kind of curious. I mean, we were like mid-conversation. Let me just say, like, you remember the HQ. Listen, have you noticed many changes? Like, have they switched things around a lot from your days, or are you pretty happy with how things have turned out?
Well,
we've been thinking about doing an HQ of our own, so we've been hearing about other HQs that, like, different people have done. So we just wanted to kind of ask you about your HQ experience.
Yes, the Dr. Kildeath Incorporated building was perfect for my desires. It had, you know, the corporation up front kind of appeal. But then, all the evil secrets.
I used to wonder about that. You got maps or anything? I'd love to see those, since it's just for funs at this point, just funning around.
Yeah, we're in jail, so like, what would we even do with a real map?
Just look at them, admire the
artistry. Your lenses are cameras. Mine aren't even cameras, my lenses.
Well, yes, I suppose I have some blueprint.
What? No, you can't just give them away all of our secrets, Gregory.
Cleft, what are you doing?
Yes.
What?
I don't understand why you're being so rude.
Yeah, why are you being so defensive to us?
Honey, you are being quite rude to our guests. Why don't you take some cinnamon rolls out to our other guest? Wink, wink. Make sure he eats today.
Very well.
Wait, who's your? Oh, right, the other guest. Right.
Now listen,
How's that been, by the way? This has got to be pretty tight quarters. How's your other guest settling in?
Oh, you know about him.
Well, you did just mention another guest, so, like, it wasn't a huge jump.
Ah, clever. You've seen right
all my
through.
Tools.
It's been fine. He keeps to the pool house. We rarely see him. Won't even join us for bridge.
Well, you would... I don't know how three-player bridge...
Shocktopus joins us. And we have to sub in Calculator, of course, but he's no fun. He can figure out the odds perfectly right. every time.
Yeah, he's a machine.
You know, his
actually, is he a machine? I've always wondered about that. Part machine. Okay, that settles a bet for me. Thank you.
The brain of an alligator. And the heart of a chef.
Look, how plugged in are you to current events happening outside of Governor's Island?
Excellent question that we should have led with.
Yeah.
Well, we read
to extent, are we an emissary from the outside world?
We, you know, we are. Well, we get newspapers delivered, and the, you know, we can watch the nightly news, but so depressing. Am I right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. Look, you left quite a power vacuum, and someone has stepped into that. That has the whole sort of superhero, villain, good guy, bad guy apparatus under their thumb. And for whatever reason, Carver has ended up a casualty. He is still alive as far as we know. But we're looking to stand up to the big guy, if you know what I mean.
Carver's in trouble?
Yeah, Carver has been kidnapped. Carver has been kidnapped, yes.
Well, why didn't you lead with that? How can I help?
We're gonna lead a siege on RCFHQ, and we need some advice on how to best crack in there.
Oh! Okay, well, let me see what I can find. Hold on one moment, let me go through all my documents.
Could I stick my nose in the fridge while you do that? Would that be okay?
To find something to eat, or is your nose warm?
I never know what's going to come out of that pie hole of yours, Mac. I got to say.
It's always
that was the last thing I thought. You'd run the nose around his fridge like an old dog.
I'm curious. I mean, this place is laid out like a magazine article, and I thought perhaps there'd be something really interesting.
Yeah, there's just a big bowl of green Granny Smith apples on the table. They're fake.
Those are not real.
Yeah.
Yes, please. My volcano is your volcano. Make yourselves at home. Let me see here. This I think you'll be particularly interested in. It's a map of the tunnel system underneath the headquarters.
Like, yeah.
Yes, I thought that would be of interest to you.
Is this up to date, though? Like, do you know if they've, like, changed a bunch of stuff since you moved out?
Well, if I was not consulted on the renovations, but I doubt they even know these tunnels existed.
Great, love that. What do you know about the walrus?
Oh, sorry, hold on. That's Clef's cold brew? I wouldn't touch that. He gets very cranky about his cold brew.
Which mouth drinks it?
Well, it's funneled through a system. The body, his body drinks it, right? And then it's funneled into his pancreas later.
Yeah, that's how it works for all of us.
Yes.
Cool. So what do you know about the walrus?
Oh, yes. Some of the newer prisoners / citizens of Governor's Island have mentioned it in passing, but even I haven't been able to get too many details from them, but he seems to have his fingers in a lot of pies.
Has anyone ever told you you speak in a very idiosyncratic way?
Yes.
This yogurt's out of date. I just want to tell you.
Well, those dates are more of a suggestion, really. How old is it?
Government scam.
5 years ago.
Oh, no, yes, that's bad. I wouldn't...
Okay.
I wouldn't consume that.
Very well. I shan't. Now I'm talking like you.
All right. Well, I guess we'll take this and... Just like you probably know the guy better than, you know, most folks at this point. If we bring this up to Lamar, is he going to be able to handle it emotionally? All the stuff about Carver being kidnapped and...
If I'm being honest?
Yeah.
It might be good for him. He has been adrift for quite a while now.
Oh, man, I just don't know if I want to rehabilitate a sad tortoise, you know?
Believe me, yeah. I understand.
Oh, sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm happy to be there for him in his time of need, but sometimes it can be a little much to always be the support. But luckily I have Cleft to support me.
If only we all had a Cleft, right?
Were you to be so lucky.
The phone starts ringing on the wall there.
Oh, excuse me for just a moment. probably one of the guards telling me, I don't know, some kind of shipment of fan mail. And he picks up the phone. Yes, hello? Dr. Killdeath here. Go for Killdeath. What's that? Goshua. No, there's no Goshua. Oh, you're Goshua. Mm-hmm. Yes? There's a battalion of RCFE agents headed towards the prison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crumbs.
So you fled into the prison to use the phone to call me. Okay. But you hear a pounding at the door. You think you'll be captured at any moment.
It's like watching a Bob Newhart bit.
We should go.
Clunk. Oh, that was... Oh, hello? Oh, okay. Yes, that was someone named Goshua Darnett calling to let you know that there is...
No, we got pretty much all of it thanks to the sort of commentary, the running commentary.
Oh, is, excellent.
Yeah, hey, we need to go. And I guess... do you know how to get out of... He was our way out, sorta. So if he's no longer... How would one escape Governor's Island if they needed to? Quickly, really fast?
Well, if this is to help Carver, there is a little thing I've been working on that I could reconfigure to be an escape for you?
Yes. Three-man jetpack. Three-man jetpack.
Not quite. But it will take me some time to reconfigure.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Fellows, I think we need to go.
Like four or five rounds of combat.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Oh, great.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a Choose Your Own Adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Max Fun Meetup Day is on Thursday, April 23rd. Max Funsters from all over are getting together to hang out and celebrate their favorite podcasts. Want to go and meet some friends who like similar stuff and care about the same things as you? Head to MaximumFun.org/meetup to see where and when your local meetup is. Don't see one nearby? Host your own and make some new pals. All you need to do is pick a place that can hold a small group. A bar, cafe, park, library, wherever. Then fill out the form at MaximumFun.org/meetup. We'll add you to the page and help get the word out. So go to MaximumFun.org/meetup and maybe we'll see you on April 23rd.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfikari.
Two of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! With an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, The Young Old Derf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Derf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, well, sure. You just have to tune in.
Yeah, and as always, it's ambitious and labor-intensive to a frankly absurd degree.
Indeed.
So, if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's The Young Old Derf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, Z-Y-X-X, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
With the RCFE agents closing in, and the blueprints in hand, waiting for Dr. Gregory Killdeath to reconfigure his escape plan. What do you do?
Fellows, I just have this very strong feeling that, you know, our world owes so much to the Guardians. No matter what the state is that they're in now, I think Lamar deserves to know that his compatriot's in danger.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to go talk to a super sad tortoise man and try to, make him not as sad and useless anymore, but it seems like if we're about to go to war, it would be good to have a former guardian on our side.
Couldn't hurt to at least ask, right, guys?
Okay, I'll go ask. I'll go bat the old baby doll eyes. You guys maybe get ready to be assaulted by a whole battalion?
And absolutely.
No problem at all.
It actually feels, now that I say that out loud, like it is not a fair distribution of duties.
Oh, I feel bad for them.
Hey, listen. It's sometimes hard to get your duties split up right.
Yeah. Just remember, kids, when you're splitting up your duties.
All right. I regret saying it. Okay, I'll go talk
listen,
to...
Listen, it's hard. Listen. If I can say something seriously, it's hard to split up your duties without getting your hands dirty. All right? Enough said.
It's a sticky situation.
And you're going to get a little nutty sometimes.
All right, we're gone.
Was that too corny?
God, Axelio and Roger, as you make your way outside, you
Jeez,
see
Manitley.
A lot of RCFE agents closing in.
I count 48, just a quick glance.
He's like closing in on us.
You have some time, and because of the layout of the streets and the buildings and everything, they are approaching in two at a time. You have some time if you want to prepare something out here. I'll leave you guys to think about that for a second. And
what obvious traps do we see out here?
Well, so think in terms of general, like if you went into a kind of gated community. So there's, you know, trash cans around, light poles, okay. Picket fences, mailboxes, okay. That kind of thing.
Okay.
And Navy, you make your way over to the pool house and you could see like the windows have been covered over with sheets. There is still some light coming through, you know, under the doors and everything. And Cleft is leaving. Thing. Ah, maybe you don't have more luck talking to him.
Any advice? This has got to be so fast.
Appeal to his leadership kind of qualities.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Say less. Bye, Cleft. Cleft, are you going to be okay? Because they might come in here, too. They seem, there's like a whole army out there.
Oh, I'm one strong pancreas.
Outside Roger and Lyle, the battalion to the west is the first to reach you.
Look at them.
They
in perfect sync. What's above us, Trav? I forgot to ask. Is it just sky?
Yeah, so above you is a like projection screen kind of sky.
Yeah.
That is fake. Think about like the sky in the Truman Show, right?
Okay.
You're under a dome. This is a closed thing. But to make it appear like you're outside in a beautiful, perfect weather community.
How far away is this guy? The fake sky, do you think?
You had to guess.
I pick up a rock and throw it at the sky.
Okay, 20 feet.
20 feet? Feet? Okay, great. I throw Hatchet Man at the sky.
Cool. Okay. Roll that for me, and then we'll see what you achieve.
I'm going to use a Time to Shine dice. Oh, wait, you're afraid now? You should be. I remembered them. So we're all in a bit of a situation. So I'm going to call that. Do you think using my axe and throwing it at the ceiling is improvising a melee weapon?
No, it is a melee weapon.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. Okay, two successes.
So with two successes, it smashes into the sky and you see...
We're plunged into the darkness.
Oh,
as
hey.
The sky.
Roll two more because with Hatchet Man, you roll 4d8, and if you added a Time to Shine dice, it would be 5d8.
Okay, that's two more successes.
And a cowbunga.
Okay, yeah, with a cowbunga, those two sixes, Hatchet Man smashes into the area above you. And with the cowbunga in the hit, it kind of splits open that area and falls like back to the ground, so it's not just wedged into the sky.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't fall to the ground, Trav.
You catch it.
Exactly, I do. I pull out my like little sheath, and it just like falls into it.
And then winks at you.
I'm back, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy, I didn't draw blood again.
I know, son. I'm really proud of you for never hurting anybody else.
What is your desired outcome for this?
This is my logic. It's daytime in the bubble.
Yeah.
That means that the sunlight is being generated from the sky, the fake sky.
Correct.
They don't have other lighting activated right now. It's all coming from the sky. So if I could destroy the circuitry there, I'm trying to make it dark because in the dark, I have the advantage.
Perfect. Yeah. So you smash and above you, like basically an area, like a circle roughly of like 20 feet of darkness descends, 20 feet in either direction.
Okay.
Descends on the center of town. So there's still some light around the edges as it bleeds through. But where you are, you've plunged it into like a moonless, starless night.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. So you've decreased the effectiveness of the attacks. One of the RCFE agents is going to take a swing at where they think you are.
How can you hit that which you cannot see with your fist, my friend?
Oh, wow, that really blew his mind. You know what
Over
I mean?
Over here.
Yeah, he was aiming for like a solid strike across the chin, but he just clips your shoulder, doing one damage to you, Lyle, and then the second one swings at you, Roger. Ooh, Roger.
That's tough.
They get you, but you have 2 damage reduction. So even though it was 3 hits, Roger, you only take 1 damage.
Okay.
And now it is the two of you's turn. Lyle can see in the dark.
Heck yeah, I can.
Roger, not so much.
Well, Roger had already oriented himself towards the guys in the west.
Mm-hmm.
Even though,
and one of
darkness.
Them did just hit you.
Yeah, so I have.
So you're really oriented towards where he is right now. Vis-a-vis him, I bet you know exactly where he is.
So he's going to do Scourge of the China Shop. It just plunge right at him. In close quarters, whirling like a dervish, he wrecks everything.
You did set up these dudes in like 12, you know, 12 guys in a straight line. Two straight lines. They're begging for it.
So with this, with the decreased visibility, that would be 4d8 attack. And so roll 4d8. This is against the first two dudes. And if you want to continue from there, it'll be 3d8.
Okay. If I use the time to shine dice, do I have to use it twice?
If you wanted to use the time to shine dice, it would bump up the first one to 5d8 and the second one to 4d8.
Okay, I'm using the time to shine dice. So I start with 5d8?
Correct.
That's a mixed success. I got 1 success.
With a 1 success, and you were moving against this battalion to your west of 12, I'm going to say, like, the two dudes that were right in front of you go flying, okay. The ones that had just hit you, and they are knocked into the bushes. They are out of commission. Okay, Lyle, you are up.
All right. I am going to... I'm gonna run to the northeast, and I'm gonna make a lot of noise.
Okay.
So there's 2 columns. I'm gonna try to pull those columns into chasing me, the most dangerous person in the whole thing. And they are not gonna know where it's coming from, right? So I'm trying to make some confusion in the northeast area. Right? So mm-hmm. If you can imagine that as a quadrant, I'm trying to pull some focus over there rather than continuing to pull people towards this center here.
Okay, cool. So you're running up towards the volcano or?
Yeah, near the volcano. I'm still in darkness there, I hope.
Yeah. Move yourself to where you want to go.
Okay. Come on, buddy. It's just like up here, right? So I'm trying to make some confusion to pull some guys into the darkness. Into here, not know where I am. They've lost my location. I'm trying to go full, you know, predator over here.
I love that. With the darkness too, it's even more confusing and disorienting. So give me a 4d8.
All right, 2 successes.
2 successes. Yeah. So you definitely draw focus of the ones leading. Each group, so 4 from each group are going to head towards you, at least like in this direction. And they are also now, as a group, going to start flipping on their flashlights.
Oh.
It still is disorienting. They don't have the same visibility. But they do have something going for them. Back inside, Navy, you are now at the door. It was left open for you by Clef. Inside, you see lots of like candles lit. You can smell incense and hear like water sounds coming through a speaker.
Great. I just march right in.
Inside, you see Lamar sitting on the middle of the floor with all the furniture pushed out to the sides. And he is writing in a journal, and you see like a stack of well-worn journals that he's been writing in, seems like for a while now.
Cool. I'm going to just march right over to him.
Lamar?
Yes.
Okay. We have like no time at all because this whole sort of prison island is...
Or do we have all the time?
Oh, man. Hey, so listen, we need to get you out of here because I think that we could use
you need to get into here.
Carver's in trouble. Carver's been kidnapped, like it or not. I know you're on this new vibe and it seems like it's really working for you, but Carver needs your help and it's time for you to jump to action. Yeah?
Ugh. He stands up and you hear like his knees pop. As he stands up, his bones, you know, he stretches and he says, okay, yeah, I chilled. And he picks up a big singing bowl that he's been using for meditation.
Great.
And he's like, okay, what's your name?
I'm Navy SEAL, one of the Royal SEALs, former member, and I'm here with my own guys. We're making a break for it, and we're going to siege our CFHQ because that's where Carver's being held.
Okay, this is a lot. Okay.
Hey, I wish I had time to ease you into this, but I do not. So,
can I put out these candles first?
Yeah, I mean, it would be irresponsible to not put the candles out.
Okay, can you help me?
Yeah, sure. I just blast just a full... I just empty half my tank. Just goosh the room super duper duper quick.
Oh, man. Greg's going to be so mad.
He won't, because Greg is probably also going to be, double arrested and taken to jail, where they take criminals from jail. So, he's working on a plan to get us out of here. So keep your head on a swivel. We got about 46 guys out there who are trying to take us down. So, yeah, strength in numbers, right?
Okay, and he grabs a cinnamon roll on the way out the door. And he pops it in and starts chewing on it and says,
I should tell you, I'm a pacifist now.
Hey kids, Sergeant Salamander here with another Amphibifact from the Amphibiforce. Every year, over 1 billion dogs go missing in the United States, and somebody knows where they are. If you have a suspicion that someone you know may be hiding dogs, be sure to tell a parent, guardian, or responsible adult. Together, we can turn this rough time into a walk in the park and roll over to the side of justice while telling crime to play dead. Ankles.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.